Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're learning the halachas of establishing a verses. As we understand, there is a concern about a husband and wife being together around the time of menstruation. The question is, how do people know when that is? So what is done is we try to establish a cycle, a pattern in the calendar, which we call vestis. Vestis is really a moment in the calendar where it seems that this woman is more likely to have her menstruation pattern. And the reason for this is twofold. Number one is, there's a concern the cycle will begin when the couple are together, which is a very serious concern, and therefore there needs to be a separation around the time of a veses. And also, it may begin with the flow may start with an unnoticeable discharge, and that would make it the couple unaware that it has already occurred. So therefore, it is necessary to have a veses. We'll discuss a little bit in the next chapter, in the next siman, what one does and does not do on a veses, but right now we're going to just discuss different types of vestis. So a few basic questions over here. Number one is, how is a woman's menstrual cycle established? So it's usually done where she perceives this is what's called a veses kavua, an established veses, where she perceives the menstrual blood at the same time in three consecutive times. So does seeing a stain, which is a kesem, does that contribute to this? The answer is no. Even if, let's say, she has a problematic stain, which, let's say, will cause her to be in a state of nidus, that does not contribute to the veses. We're only talking about full menstruation, which is when it is established that it is a uterine flow. How many different ways of establishing a veses are there? So the Kitzur is going to discuss three in this siman, and they are veses ayamim, which is the day, veses which is established by days, veses haflaga, based on intervals, veses aguf, based on a bodily experience, and then finally we'll discuss in the coming time ona benonis, which is a separate one. Are there any more requirements about setting up a veses kavur? The answer is yes. They need to also, all these three sightings needs to be in the same phase of day. So to be a veses kavur, they all need to be daytime or all nighttime. And it can't be that even if it's a veses haflogo, which is a interval, it cannot be the intervals are day, night, day. It has to be day, 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 night, night, night. What if she doesn't have a veses kavua? So we'll see a little bit in the next siman how she operates under such circumstances, which is the case of most women today. But in that case, she would keep three vestis, which is the veses aflaga, veses yamim, and ona benonis. But if she has a veses kavua, if she has an established pattern, that pattern will be the only pattern she has to be worried about. Let's look at each of them individually. Veses hayamim, which is the pattern of days. So what does this mean? So it means that her menstruation occurs on the same Hebrew calendaric day. So every Rosh Chodesh for 3 months she menstruates. Every month on the fifth of the month she menstruates. That becomes her veses kavur after three sightings as such. Note that they may not be equidistant from each other because some months have 29 days and some months have 30 days, but somehow it seems to be related to the day of the month. Does this work for the secular calendar? No, this is only about the Jewish calendar. Now, the next verses, the next pattern is verses aflaga, the interval pattern. What is the veses aflaga? So this is much more common, where there's this fixed amount of days between the flows. So 25 days between each flow, 30 days between each flow, and there's for three consecutive intervals. So how many sightings of blood are required to establish the veses aflaga? We need four sightings, because if you're measuring the intervals, you need four sightings to create three intervals. Once one reaches the fourth one and all the intervals are the same, so it's a 25-day gap between each sighting, and it's all occurring at night, all occurring at day, then we have a veses kavua, a fixed pattern for intervals. And then we move to the next one, which is called veses aguf, which means a pattern of the body. Can a physical symptom establish a menstrual cycle? The answer is yes. If the same symptom appears before the flow three consecutive times, that becomes a veses aguf, a fixed pattern. what symptoms are considered significant. So the kisser goes through a whole bunch: yawning, sneezing, flatulence, abdominal or uterine pain, chills and fever, hair bristling, limb heaviness. When these all happen before menstruation, these are valid, what's called vesa guf. These are body symptoms which indicate that menstruation is about to come. Are single instances of yawning or sneezing sufficient? So that doesn't really work if it's just once off. It has to be that this is occurring multiple times, just before she bleeds. Must the symptom be the same each time to establish a cycle? Yes, it has to be the same identical symptom each time before menstruation to establish a vesa kova for that particular symptom. There is also what's called a vesa murkav, which is a combined pattern. What does that mean? So this refers to when it's related to a day and a symptom. So on the 25th day of every month, or after every 25 days, she has a particular pain that she experiences, and just then on that day, then she bleeds. If that happens three times in a row, then that establishes a veses kavua for a vesa murkav, having both of those factors. Is she required to be cautious if only one of the factors appears? So it's the 25th day of the month, but she does not have the pain, or she has the pain, but it's not the 25th day. The answer is no. Once she establishes a vesas kavua murkav, a fixed pattern, which is combined, then it is only if they're combined that she has to be concerned. We look at our last concept today, and that is the concept of marital relations and examination practices. So what is the status of a woman with a vesas kavua regarding marital relations? So generally speaking, if she has a vesas kavua, she's considered menstrually clean at all other times, and the husband would not need to ask to check about her status before being together if it's not on the vesas kavua, not on that specific day. Should a regular menstruating woman check herself before and after marital relations? So this is an internal examination to make sure that she's not bleeding. And the answer is no, because it's only going to make them more anxious. And so if she has a vesa kavua, she should not be doing this. What about a woman with irregular cycles? So she does not have a vesa kavua. So then in this case, the kisser points out that she does need to do what's called a bedeka, which is taking the cloth, inserting it into the vaginal canal, turning it round, which is therefore a way of checking that there's no blood before the couple are together. Are there any exceptions? So yes, a woman is musulekes damim, which means say during pregnancy or early stages of nursing, she does not need to, because she's not considered she's going to bleed. What if a woman doesn't have a vesas kavua, but she knows she doesn't bleed before a certain number of days? So she doesn't have a specific day. She doesn't see on day 28, sometimes it's 27, sometimes it's 28, but she never bleeds before day 27. In that case, then there's no concern for those 27 days beforehand, and there's no up to that point. Afterwards, the kisser suggests that she would need to be doing a bedikah. There's a lot of discussion in halacha as to what the status is. Does that mean to say after day 27 they should not be together at all, or does it mean to say that she needs to check each time they are together? This is a matter of debate. We're going to discuss some of the practices related to vestos in the coming siman. We've just discussed right now in this siman establishing these patterns, which requires a little bit of dexterity and careful care to make sure that the patterns are in fact reflecting reality. With this, we conclude this section of Vestas. With this, have a wonderful and meaningful day.